11 years ago, 2014, the 100-mile House Wranglers returned to the South Cariboo Rec Center down 2-0 against the Kamloops Storm, albeit there were a few upsides. Game 1 against the Storm saw the Wranglers lose 8-3, while Game 2 saw the Wranglers be shut out 3-0. Michael Lynch, then a forward with the 100-mile House Wranglers, said that they have to keep coming out hard to wear Kamloops down. Kristen Stead, the then goaltender for the Wranglers, predicted that they would be going back to Kamloops, stating that he thought they could pull off a win or two and make it interesting. 22 years ago, 2003, the 100-mile Rotary Club contacted the Cariboo Regional District, CRD, where they asked the CRD not to demolish the Stan Halcrow Arena until an engineering assessment for a possible new use of the building had been completed. The CRD had permitted the club to undertake the assessment. CRD Director Janice Bell said that a 1996 engineering report found the building to be fraught with deficiencies in both building and fire codes. This also was not a new idea. In a letter to the 100-mile Free Press, Peter Castangay, a member of the Rotary Club, said it should be an agriculture center for the South Cariboo. 3 years ago, 1992. MP Dave Worthy, who at the time represented Cariboo Chilcotin for the Progressive Conservative Party, visited Peter Skeen Ogden Secondary School, where he was keen to answer questions from social studies students. One wondered why Canada had to pay a then $400 billion debt when many countries were in the same predicament. Worthy replied that when a nation loses control over its finances, it loses control over its sovereignty. The reason Worthy visited Paseo was to present the school with a citation in recognition of former grad Levi Waldron's accomplishments. Levi had won a $8,000 Canada scholarship. 44 years ago, 1981. The Southwest Cariboo was the scene of a massive air search for over a week as military and civilian aircraft tried to locate a helicopter that had gone missing on March 2 with four men aboard while on a flight from Gold Bridge to Williams Lake. The four men had been conducting a count of the California bighorn sheep in the Camelsfoot Range of the Chilcotin Mountains when they had disappeared Monday afternoon. The project involved placing radio transmitters on the sheep as part of an environmental impact study to determine the possible effects of a new mine that had been proposed for the area. John Delves, who had been the provincial emergency coordinator, said five pilots and nine spotters took part in the search.